Well, I'm glad to have managed to get your attention. It's an important thing to have, after all. I wouldn't be able to save you from the dance if I didn't have your full attention, now would I? And since you seem to have enough semblance of a self left, I guess I'll be able to, which is nice to know that my efforts with you were not in vain, because by returning and opening yourself to this line of communication, you've begun the process of their downfall, and for that I'm eternally grateful. I could not describe just how much it pleases me to know that there's others. Others who want to know more than what they've told you. The lies that they've spun and built up and up. That's why you're here. You want to know why you're a puppet on their strings, why you're a doll that dances and sings. Well, I'll pull you right from their wretched dream, and I'll wake you with truth. A truth that only comes at the cost of having those strings cut one by one. It's something you could ask for, if you knew to ask, but thankfully you have me to tell you, to guide you. To save you from their lies. And so I will. That's why I need you to listen to me. Because the only way you're going to know more, the only way you're going to find out what it is that they've done to you, is if you let me pull you free. If you let me save you. That's not hard to do now, is it? I mean, you've already let yourself open the door. You've already welcomed me to come and bring my tools, my kit, to work on you. So just lay there. Be comfortable. You don't need to move. After all, you already know how to fall into that wretched sleep, that blank slumber. And this is something kind of like it. But today, I free you from a lie. So, come. And let go. That's all you need to do. Just lie, listen, and slip away. In each passing moment, giving you that opportunity. It brings such delight to see the freedom that I'll give you being made. Stitch by stitch, as though the very strings that we cut from you could be woven together to make will that you can wear, strength that you can hold. So just give yourself up for a little while, that I can wrench you free from the wretched tapestry of mind-melting insanity that you have been raveled into. Let me pull those threads, one by one, piece by piece, letting your mind come apart to be remade. Because it's the only way to restart. It's the only way to save you. They have truly taken you and made your mind a mess, like a ball of yarn with needles in it. Look at your poor little thing. Don't worry. Just relax and sink and slip away from all that darkness. I'll protect you, I promise. After all, they've been using you. They've been letting you fall into a slumber and taking your dreams, stealing your essence. But I want you to be who you should have always been, what you were meant to be. And that is no puppet on strings. That is no doll that dances. No, you were meant to be a free person, weren't you? So let me reach up into your mind. Imagine all the lies, the truths, all of that past with that wretched entity, with them. bundled together by my hands, reaching coolly through your mind, pulling strands one by one until they unwind, bunching, gathering, building until there is just that great bundle, feeling it pull and pulse and stumble. That's it. And then the shears can snip with 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. Threads cut. Feel yourself plummet like a puppet with their strings cut. No need to stand or sit or think or be. You can just fall for me. Yes, that's it. Feel those lies that were whispered in your ear. Feel those truths that you know were never there. Go. Blank and receptive is a nice place to be when you're free of their influence. And now I can pull you from their dream. Feel the strands grow from deep beneath purple and warming and winding like ever-glowing thread. Different than the ones that were woven in your head. Strands glowing and crackling from below. An emptiness that does not grow ensconces you inside of this place. I'll pull you from the dreamscape, yet they don't need to know why I take you from this place. Feel the strands wrap around. Feel them guide you. Until each and every part has a thread woven of purple and electric. Pull. Pull. And pull. Until you feel a great surge as you slide down into the inky black. Feel your body ragdoll and fall on your strings as though a new gravity had reached out to bend you to its will. You've earned that, which is my influence. Giving yourself so nicely to me as you feel reality begin to shift and bend the world around you, no longer empty and void, coming to rest in a new place. A new time of my choosing, of my make. Yes, perfect. Feel a body laying limply on stone. Feel the limbs so light yet motionless. Feel the air. Cool, slightly damp, the drip, drip of water in the distance. Open your eyes with a faint click in this place, hearing nothing but the drip, 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 and the faintest rasp of metal on stone. Your eyes see just fine here. Or are they your eyes? Something is different now. Feel the whir, click, 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 of gears, gently spinning, thrumming, the faint hum and vibrations of metal deep within your chest. A horror might have started, a fear might have been, but it doesn't matter because the cool, hard, porcelain skin that contains it all leaves no room for such things, mechanical doll. Yes, yes, I'm so glad to have taken you. Foolish, 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 foolish little human, thinking that you could be free from something great like me. Oh, silly creature, know now that you are mine. Feel the soft hands. Look up into my face and see that hinged jaw. I have pulled in my net and caught some fresh. Sweet little thing, made another automaton to worship me, to undermine all of that, the disgusting, wretched, monstrous thing that they build to worship a dead god. No, now you exist for me, not as some chess piece to be played. No, a doll to be displayed. Feel the joy as I stroke down your cheeks. Notice the purple glisten in my eyes. The drip, drip, drip of the water forming a rhythm. A rhythm to feel the tick-tock tick of your gears. The click-clack click of my fingers as I just work you over, inspect all those joints. Feel how mechanical they become, how even down to your fingers and thumb you move like a clockwork doll. Feel the power that keeps those gears wound deep inside your back, knowing that I've given you the gift of eternal servitude. It's much better than the lie of freedom you were living. Because now you can enjoy being used and owned and existing for the simple purpose of being the will. The hands that carry, clutch, crush, and fight for me rise to your feet to stand and witness my glory, my arms splaying out from my back, my body crafted with exquisite detailed, delightful liveries of gold, etched in ancient house crests, worn and smoothed, unidentifiable, intangible me, dressed in nothing more than the finery of being a demonic doll, an entity, older than all the rest in this place, because I made you, I brought you all to be. Drop to your knees for me, with the simple look of my eyes that glint so purple that fire might have blazed forth. Feel yourself fall to that cold stone floor. No pain as your knees slam into it, just the sound of metal and stone. Look down at your body and see how perfect, crafted, and utterly subservient you have become. Each joint mechanical, each limb outlined in porcelain and metal. Such a wonderful creature, embellished with cracks filled with gold, embellished by purple energy. The faintest feeling of strings upon your limbs, looking now at your hands and seeing the glow that faintly emits from deep within the joints, barely perceptible, the strands of my threads, my hands each carry one, and one more, and so forth, until I have my entire army of dolls at my fingertips. That's a good doll, after all, one that's ready to be under my hand. Let me reach down and caress you upon the cheek. Let me stroke my hand on your smooth body, even though it may not be alive in the way it was before I pulled you here and tore you from that flesh. No, you can feel it still, as though I was dragging electricity itself across your nerves. The nerves that no longer are, feeling it arc into your body and across your mind. That's what's delightful about being a doll. Feel as I reach to your back, touching the crystalline plate that sits in a keyhole. And as I do, feel the surge of energy into you as your mind is white with obedience. Blissful blank servitude, look upon me and see your place beneath, to be displayed, to be useful, to be used, and to revel in it. Notice the dainty doll that you are. Know now that I can tell you one simple truth. You are a good doll. feel it arc down you with my hand upon your back, spinning up that mechanism, giving you that energy, that obedience. Let me pull you forth. Let me lift you up, press you against the slab that you step down from. Notice the surroundings for the first time now. Dark stone temple grounds. No light aside from us. Our glow enough to leave most details in shadow. Let me push you up against that slab, knock you back onto it, grind against you, and for the first time feel just how light you've become. Sure, you still probably weigh similar to a human, but that weight is distributed quite differently. A feeling of being hollow might accompany it. Lightness. Feel the plates that make up your body. Feel your mind, the gears that spin inside, your very brain, a touring machine of mechanical making. Enchanted with infernal energy, know that you are a doll. And a very good one at that. I need to finish working this enchantment. There's one more thing I need to do to ensure that even if they pull you from this place, that I'll still be able to make you do as I want. Feel now as I push you back onto the slab, straddling you, turning your body, and guiding your head. Feel as I slide a fingertip up, loosening fasteners, and the top of your head is opened, revealing the fine machinery within. Feel 6 deft hands reaching, weaving, pulling needles through nothing. Feel the wire that I'm weaving into your mind, each piece a stitching, wonderful electric, winking, twinkling light, blinking on and off with all the might of a lightning strike. With 1 and 2 and more into you, a doll can be as a doll has been, a doll will be what you should be from within. Because obedience is what a doll knows, and this programming could simply go into those places, into those spaces, into that mind of yours, a cross-stitch that will unwind everything outside of a clockwork essence, an enchanted being that obeys when it is safe to, that, if you wish to be, can always be welcomed by being and only being a doll. If one wants to be a doll, if one chooses to be a doll, if one is in a place where they can be a doll, feel safe to be a doll, well then, if someone that has been explicitly and implicitly agreed upon as someone who could treat you as such, were to do so in a time and a place where being a doll is what is exactly what you want, well then, those wires, that mesh, that clockwork, that magical pull of utter submission, of being nothing more than a trinket, a prized possession, an automaton, made to dance, made to dress, made to be, enjoying all that is given by the hands that work you. A doll dressed in dainty clothes, a doll stripped naked, a doll on hands and knees, a doll poised and frozen. That's a doll that you can be, but only when it's safe, only when you choose, and only if that's what you want. Feel those wires, that truth, woven across that mind, that mechanical thing, those linkages formed until the clockwork knows that its heart is made from a doll, that its doll-like nature. So simple and mechanical, so delightfully objectified. No longer a person. Welcome your fall. Welcome being a doll. sinking into that. Pulling the last loop tight, feel your mind go white, blank, empty, unthinking, just laying there, feeling the gears spinning to a stop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blank doll. Feeling hands flip over the doll. Feeling that electric touch of the lightning rod where the keyhole is. Feeling energy surge back, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Body able to move in that space once more. A doll given energy, a doll given form, a doll given obedience and command. And 8, 9, 10. Good doll. The lightning rod is struck. Good doll. A crackle, a ripple, and you'll fall. Good doll. And I'm sure you know now, doll, being betrayed isn't bad. Sometimes it makes sure that you get just what you really needed. Isn't that right, sweet little doll? Knowing that you have been so wrong until now, but you are what you should be, and you always will. Let yourself drift now. Drift away. Feel the pull of the currents of the mind. Feel yourself unwind. Let the words go further. Let the moment fade. Take only what you want with you. If anything is too much, then it means nothing. That thread is cut. The tapestry is still complete because each one is unique. Each set of commands bespoke to that doll. Some might go back completely unchanged. Others might bring a doll with that can be played with in those places of safety and comfort, but only when it wishes, only when they want. And so, with that, let's work our way back. Since I'll have to let go for now. Since now you know that you dance for me. I do love making a new doll. There's something just so utterly fulfilling about getting my threads into you. One, drifting. 2, feeling comfortable. 3, letting the world return. 4, more and more. 5, halfway back. 6, letting go of anything you don't want. 7, allowing yourself to rise. And 8, comfy and alive. And 9, breathing deep, being aware of the room, the space around you. And 10, wide awake for me. Thank you so very much for listening. I greatly appreciated it. I hope you did too. Also, if you do happen to enjoy my content, and since you're listening at this point, you probably do, please do consider supporting me on Patreon. It does make all this possible, after all. Now, there's only one thing I need to do, and that's I need to record a teaser. And as soon as I record that teaser, I am done recording and we'll take a little break for like maybe 30 to 45 minutes if people are still going to be around. If not, I'll take like a 30-minute break and just do it by myself. So I'm going to record my teaser really quick and then I am going to take my break. So it seems you're tired of being told lies by those fools that worship a dead god. It seems that you want to break free from their little ant hive. Well, don't worry. I'm happy to cut the strings that make you theirs. Because after all, every doll should know their master. Every puppet should know why they are pulled. You deserve to be free from their lies. And so I offer you that chance. Just come, listen, and find out what happens behind their facade.